AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A memo obtained by the AP says Dallas's K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center will be used to house up to 3,000 immigrant teenagers. Capacity is being strained at the border.
We recognize this is a problem. We're focused on addressing it.
That is White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is at the border.
They told me of a one-year-old, a three-year-old, and a five-year-old holding their hands. Could you ever envision that? Of your children?
President Biden now has his big coronavirus economic relief bill. It's law. It's time to distribute the money.
It requires fastidious oversight to make sure the relief arrives quickly, equitably, and efficiently with no waste or fraud in your bank account, in your mailbox, to the local business, in your community, and to your child's school.
The president says economist Gene Sperling will oversee the effort. It's spring break time for many students. The AP Sagar Magani reports the Biden administration is worried about the impact on the coronavirus fight.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says she's seen images of people enjoying a maskless spring break.
This is all in the context of still 50,000 cases per day.
And just as America starts to round the pandemic corner,
I'm pleading with you for the sake of our nation's health.
Again, urging people to wear masks and keep their distance as more get vaccinated. Walensky says she's encouraged by a CDC study showing the vast majority of Americans who got the first of a two-dose vaccine also got the second. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Vatican has declared same-sex unions a sin the Catholic Church cannot bless. Denver's airport is closed for a second straight day because of a big snowstorm in Colorado and Wyoming. In San Diego, police say a driver plowed through a crowd on a sidewalk downtown, killing three people. The driver was arrested. This is AP News. The Oscar nominations are out.
Often movie fans gripe that the movies that are nominated for Oscars are not the ones that were popular in theaters the year before. This year especially, since the coronavirus pandemic shut down most movie theaters for most of last year, that means most of the movies being given consideration were seen on streaming services at home, and that means no Oscars boost at the box office. It may also mean a lower audience when it comes time to give out the awards on April 25th, when the Golden Globes were held last month. Its ratings dropped to just under 7 million viewers. That was a 64% plunge from last year. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A Pennsylvania woman is accused of doctoring photos and video of her daughter's cheerleading rivals to try to get them kicked off the squad. Investigators say Rafaela Spohn manufactured photos from social media of three girls on the Victory Vipers cheerleading squad to make it appear they were drinking, smoking, and even nude. Ed Donahue, AP News.